fair to compare Fifi, Fem and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
This is the Fox. There is a neighbour that is having to deal with her neighbours and she's caught them on CCTV. Ooh. She's got a beautiful backyard and I've seen a photo of the garden and that is a gorgeous garden. Mm-hmm. Now what's happening is when she goes to work, her neighbours, who she's not on friendly terms with, she claims they're not very nice people, they jump over the fence and just frolic in her backyard. They lie there in the sun. I believe their clothes are on. They just lie in her garden and enjoy her garden. They use the furniture, like she's got outdoor furniture. They sit there and have their lunch on her outdoor furniture.
What?
It's really funny. She's caught them on CCTV.
That's called trespassing.
Absolutely.
Sorry. I know I missed the T's and C's again, but yes, that is
illegal. So she's checked the camera. She's seen them. They're sitting in her garden from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Are they normal? They're okay.
Well, she hasn't. Oh, they're okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they are. She hasn't gone into great detail about them. She shared this on like a mum's net on a chat room forum. I don't think with the police are even involved yet.
I'm not going to lie. We've just moved into a new house and next door there's a lovely man that lives there. He's been living there for 60 years, but he's got a pool in his front yard.
Front yard?
Yeah, in the front yard, yeah. It's amazing. It's really a nice pool. It's in the front yard.
It's not a pond.
No, it's a proper pool. Like he's got
it's
a big
pool,
fence
pool
up.
With goldfish in it.
You can't
the statue.
See it. He showed me, and he was pretty proud of his pool.
Mm.
And I'm like, when you're not here,
no,
in the summer,
no.
I am swimming in that pool because I don't have a pool.
You would.
That's okay, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not okay. But I love that she's got the CCTV. CCTVs are great. See, most people have them now. They're very affordable.
My brother's got one on his door.
I've got them all through the house. You can't do anything in my house without me seeing what's going on. I could now have a look at what the girls are doing inside.
You?
I love it. I can see the front yard, the backyard, the side yard.
I assume your house, very Mission Impossible, a lot of lasers and...
Mate,
like
even
her
pantry. She's got big things. She's got people with guns and stuff at like in the moats.
I've got double lasers. So if you tried to get over the first through one laser, the other laser's going to get you when you stand up.
You sound like a game that a primary school kid made up. Well, I've actually got double lasers, so I win.
Yeah,
and I've now got triple lasers.
I got caught.
Yeah,
with my brother.
Tell that story.
I didn't know Nick that he had. So it's called Ring. Is it Ring?
Yeah,
the doorbell. And then that's a sensor. So it goes straight to their phone. So I was playing footy at Hastings and I thought I'd pop into my brother's who lived in Somerville. And I thought I'd pop in on the way to say good day to my nieces. And they weren't home. So I was back when I used to smoke. Ooh, yuck. I was on the balcony having a dart and I just did a little wee over the side, just in the backyard because I was busting because I'd been hydrating because I'm an athlete. And he rings me and goes, what are you doing? I said, oh, nothing. I'm on the way to footy. He goes, oh, are you having a smoke weeing off my balcony? Mate, he was watching.
Oh,
he's
the best.
I couldn't believe
it. So
and then he sent it to me.
That's right.
They record it and they can send it.
I've got that. You can grab. You can even now get on my phone right now. I can get a grab of a video of something happening in my backyard or my front yard.
That's not expensive, is it?
It's not. Yeah. It's really, and I recommend everyone do this. This people were getting caught out over Christmas. You know when people get all the things delivered online, and then people come up to front doors and steal them. Now they're catching them because they're videoing it.
The chili lady.
Yes.
That was still
knocking off all those chilies. The weird thing for you, though, he sent you that video and you just got to put it in your folder. More videos of me weeing off a balcony smoking a dart.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We're talking neighbours and neighbours that, well, not just neighbours, actually, anyone who comes into your property and gets caught on CCTV footage because the woman has caught and got the video footage from her CCTV of her neighbours using her backyard, her outdoor dining set to sit and have lunch in the middle of the day while she's at work using her backyard.
Fev did ask before if they were all right. I don't think they are. If you've got a cheeky 6 hours up your sleeve during the day and you're
so
using
strange.
That in the neighbour's backyard, you're not well.
You're not. That'd just be, they could That's be uni it. Students though, couldn't they? Just going... We haven't got a backyard. We're going to go and use
don't have
hers.
Any furniture. Yeah, that's strange.
But you can catch, because this is now so common for people to have videos on their front doorsteps, you can catch all sorts of things, like a Brendan Favola having a cigarette and urinating over your veranda like his brother Jason did. Mm. Jace, actually, remember Jace, another morning, your brother, he did catch someone trying to break into his house.
Yeah, he did.
This is a great
value for money, those things, aren't they?
They really are. Mm. I think they're worth the investment, and they're not that expensive. Katrina from Mickleham. Hey, Katrina.
Hi.
Hi. What have you caught on your CCTV?
My friend did our concreting, and I went over to his house that night and was like, oh, you're a good concreter. I was watching you at work. And he goes, oh, play it back to me. I want to see. And played it back, and I just pressed play, and it was where he walked up to my fence and weed on my fence.
Oh.
His wife went mad at him and said, you told me you didn't do that in her house. Well, I've got the proof he did.
Feel bad for tradies, though. If there's no portaloo, you're not going to bring a portaloo to do a concreting job.
I know. I do. I feel for tradies in that situation.
Yeah, well, that's the same as dogs weigh on trees. The same thing. It's urine.
It's not ideal, though, is it?
But dogs weigh everywhere. What's the difference?
It'd be nice if people could use it. If there was a toilet to use the toilet.
Just for the argument's sake.
No, I know what you're saying.
What's the difference? Dogs just walk up and pee on trees. And everyone's like, oh, look at the dog. It's so cute. Oh, I want to cuddle it.
You
asking a guy walks up and pees on a tree. That's disgusting. It's the same thing. It's urine. It's exactly the same thing.
See, I've got a friend and she's got a little boy. And when they come over to play or to have a swim, he'll go and wee in the garden.
Yeah, cute.
Mm. Oh, you don't like it. Oh, he's not a fan.
If Lizzie Rosie Box went over the garden and did a little wee.
Yeah, well, she's got to. She's our dog.
Where's the little boy going to wee?
Toilet.
How old is he?
5.
He doesn't
with
know.
Face security.
Know.
He's lucky he got away from the drone strike.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. Now, I want to talk about kissing boys.
Yes,
is that okay?
Good
is that
decision. Yes.
Don't you
great decision. Because this popped at me. The whole rundown, we've got a lot of things on our rundown sheet, which is what we've got to go by. And this popped.
I thought it might have. Okay, so how do you tell if somebody likes you from their kiss? You know, if you've kissed somebody and you think they're into you or you assume because it's a kiss they are into you, well, maybe not necessarily so because all kisses are not alike. Do you want me to give you the meaning behind some of the most common kissing styles?
Well, kissing, you can have an attraction to someone.
Yes.
But once you kiss, you know.
Right.
If they're not a good kisser, you're not going to stay with them.
And I've always wondered this. Is it that they're not a good kisser or their kissing doesn't suit you?
No, it's they're not. Because I'm good.
I'm sure you are.
Well, you think you're good. You're not going to say I'm a bad kisser.
No, but I feel like when somebody says, oh, he's a bad kisser, but I wonder if his style just didn't.
Yeah, it's
there's a lid
go
for
bang.
Every pot.
It's like a game of Tetris. Yeah. You've got to just put the pieces together.
And hope they fall in. Yep.
Bev's air making out.
So we've got the peck.
Too close to me, man.
The peck.
Now, the peck is just your puckered lip.
Yeah.
That's just your peck.
Hmm.
That, it's fair to say, is friendship, guys, just in case you needed me to point that out.
Is it a long peck or a...
That or peck's, by the definition of
just
the peck,
a bang.
It's within 2 or 3
in
seconds.
And out.
It's really not that long. But it's a pursed lip. There's absolutely no moisture attached to that. That one, friendship,
real
guys.
Real dry
moisture.
Lip.
Here we go.
We're going straight into the French kiss. Now, this involves...
Jesus. Jumped up.
What time is it? It's 5 to 7.
We're right.
Okay, this
no
is
one's
long.
Going to school.
This is, there's the penetration of the tongue. That happens. Yeah. That goes, you know, there's just that.
Are you like the David Attenborough of making out?
I'm breaking it down.
With that kiss, Boxy.
Yeah.
If you were to kiss someone for the first time, are you just like a pecker around the lips a little bit, or are you penetrating at the tongue straight away?
Oh, this is really confronting question to be asked.
Or do you put both together? I put both together.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Because you want to show that you're in.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
What about the American kiss?
What's that?
Well, the American kiss, see, it's like the French kiss, but without the tongue.
Shooting
a gun. Without the tongue.
The tongue makes it. Together.
Or can break it.
Yeah, but that's
I
the thing.
I reckon a tongue can break it. Yeah.
So just an open air, no tongue kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
No, I think that's good. That's a nice one.
No tongue, mouths attached.
You're just putting the tongue straight in.
Mate, he's not
straight
have
in.
A look at him. He's straight in with the tongue.
I'll take whatever the person gives me, to be honest. I've kissed twice and I've got 2 children. It's a good ratio. Fifi, Fev and Nick.
I've got something for you, Nick. I come across this and I thought something, because we all class each other as good friends.
Yes.
And I thought that maybe I might be able to help you in a way where, you know, a TikTok, doctor on TikTok has become a star.
What's his name?
His name is, why would you ask me that? His name is Shabab Maburbanab. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Close?
Is that his handle?
I would have said Shabab Maburbanab, but you did it.
I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
He's a 45-year-old doctor, and he's gone to TikTok. It's gone viral. Very expensive procedure, though. It's $155,000 to do this.
Hold on.
But I think this will go well for you, Nick, because...
Can I guess?
It's going to be a short rave, a very short rave.
There you go.
This I know what it guy is already. Thinks he can make patients 5.6 inches taller by stretching their limbs. So we've booked you in, because you are 5'5". So...
5'10 and a half, whatever.
What about this? Doctor, stretching your limbs.
Oh, I will be after this.
It's really...
Do you know when you go to like a chiropractor and he pulls like your legs, you know, they do the... And sometimes he says, oh, your right leg's a bit longer than your left leg. And you think, how?
Yeah.
Because you're standing on your two feet, but one's always out.
Yes. So, but did you see take Nick through what he's going to have to go through.
So Nick will have to pull him from his knees to make him a bit... Because you're very small.
Wait,
when they say stretch all your limbs, though, you go, don't worry about the arms, mate. I don't think that's helping with my height.
No, what he's going to do, Nick, when you go through this procedure, he's going to cut your leg bone.
Yeah.
He's going to
just above the hip.
He's going to put a nail in. So then the flesh over a 3 to 6 month period is going to grow into that gap.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It'll take you 3 to 6 months to start walking again.
Yep.
In a year, you'll get your mobility back. I mean, there's a fair... You're going to have to put a year aside.
Have you seen the outcome, the pictures?
Yeah, but how do I know that's not doctored?
What do you mean? It's unbelievable.
Just so I could look like the sickest... 6'3" bloke.
Yeah. 8 centimetres.
He does not look well.
Mate, that's huge.
Yeah.
You in?
I'm 178. 186. I don't think
you're
it's enough.
You're not 186.
No, I'm 178.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm not 180.
You're probably shorter. You're 170.
No, 178. I have to get measured a lot because I do ads and stuff.
So small.
How tall are you? You'd be 186. Is that 186?
191, bro.
Oh, big unit. Would you do it? Get to 2 metres, start dunking?
Why would I? 2 metre Brendan. I don't need to be 2 metre Brendan, shorty.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Hey, Survivor, the new Survivor on Channel 10.
Watching it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you know what? I'm not watching anything at the moment and I don't want any television networks to take this personally, but I can't get to the television. No. It is non-stop Bluey and Wiggles.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Anyway, so Australian Survivor, it's a shame though because I missed this moment. West Australian bodybuilder Kez.
Kezza.
What a shame. What's Kez done?
Kez, well, she knows the show because now it's very hard to say I don't know what happens in Survivor.
It's brains versus brawn. So it's usually the athletes. They get famous people and then they get smart people, which is the brains.
Well, she's a bodybuilder, so she's all muscle and fit. But she's turned up and it's filmed in Australia up in Cloncurry. That's Queensland, isn't it?
Yeah, outback.
Outback.
And in the outback. And she was in a singlet and tiny shorts. And it drops to, I mean, even in Queensland, it's below 15 degrees. So she was a bit shocked at how cold it got.
Waking up, freezing cold, and just thinking, Kez, why didn't you pack a jacket? You're in the outback in the freezing cold with a singlet and short shorts on. Good idea, Kez.
Just didn't think that through, did she?
No.
Like you need it. As a mum, I never get in the car with the girls without wind cheaters or something.
Mm.
Just everyone gets cold at some stage. This did get the producers asking this question, which I'm now going to pose to the team.
Oh, I love this.
A good old fashioned.
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Okay, which one of us would win?
I'm the bodybuilder.
I was king of the jungle.
Which one of us would be more successful in Survivor? And I'm going to say, we'll exclude Josiah because Josiah wants to actually be on this. And if there are any producers listening.
And he looks like he's come out of the wilderness.
He wouldn't get cold. He's got a rug on him.
You would nail it. So let's try and get you on Survivor.
It'd be my dream. That's all I want to do in life, go on Survivor.
When does that rash go down?
I love it.
Your dream is to accomplish what a Perth bodybuilder has. Lofty goals.
To get him on.
Well, we'll try. We'll keep plugging away. Hard.
I say that I want to go on it, but I've never even tried out for it, so that's where I'm going wrong.
Here's your first test.
Oh, you've got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, and here's your first test. Next year, we'll actually help you with your submission.
Thank you.
To get on it. But here's
No, but hang on. Survivor come to you and say, mate, you're in. We've got 6 weeks, so you've got to give up your job for someone else. Like, who was that dude that couldn't say my name right?
There were lots of wonderful people who auditioned for the job.
Rowan takes your job. But you get to go on Survivor, or you keep your job for years here, or go. What would you do?
I'm that confident in myself that I know I'll still have the job waiting for me when I get back.
Oh,
he's right though.
Tickets.
I'd keep your seat warm. He's wonderful, Josiah. Yeah, but here's your test, your first test, Josiah. Out of the three of us, who would win or do the best?
See, I know you just said a really nice thing to me then, Fee. So I kind of want to give it to you. Right. This is a no-brainer. It's Fev. No brainer.
I knew that. I knew he was going to say that. Because Fev pointed at himself.
And then
a tear ran down Fev's cheek.
I didn't say anything. It's just obvious.
No, he's king of the jungle and I'm a celebrity.
I'm the jungle. Yeah, I know the elements of the outback.
Pardon?
You're right. But think about it.
Curveball.
Survivor. Now, don't get me wrong.
I just keep saying stuff. Curveballs. Yeah, elements.
I think Survivor, a fair bit of it is psychological manipulation of other players.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
Do you see?
And do you reckon I couldn't psych anyone out?
Yeah, actually, again, you're probably
psychological
right.
Psychological manipulation, which is bullying.
He's doing the eye triangle.
I'd have all
thing.
The girls covered.
He'd be doing.
Wow.
And I'll be having, hey, bro, come over here, bro.
Yeah.
And we're just like, I have a great alliance. I wouldn't have an alliance if I was in Survivor.
Solo.
I'd just be honest. I'd do the honest
right,
game.
Right, and solo dolo.
I'd do the honest game. And I probably wouldn't win it because I'd get knifed.
I'd win it.
But I'd be the honest, and I'd go in there with my head held high and walk out with my head held high.
You would too. That's why we have to watch Josiah. I worry you'd get knifed.
No, I'd be nice to your face, and I'd be the one doing the daggers
that's
behind
what
your back.
Mate, you're reading him wrong, Boxy.
How would you
totally
go for
wrong.
He just very comfortably said to me, I'd be nice to your face. Yeah, I'd knife you.
On Survivor?
You're wrong.
Not in the studio.
You're reading him wrong.
Well, how do we know? How would you go, Fee?
Oh, I wouldn't be there. No.
Fee wouldn't even
go.
The only way to win is not to play.
Fee would look at her bank account and go, nah, don't need to.
No, just no interest at all.
How would you go?
I like creature comforts. Probably.
You go, right? Go well.
Why?
It's like outdoors in the sun. Bad. Bad time for a pasty ranger.
Well, so you're saying no redheads can go on it? That's been a bit.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just sounded good. You go. I reckon you all go right. You'd have a good game. You'd have a good talk game.
I'd align myself to someone like you.
Yeah. And then you'd knife me.
No.
With Josiah.
No, I'd go the whole way with you.
Yeah.
So you say, Fee, that now people could honestly say, no, nobody can say they don't know how Survivor works.
Yes.
I've never seen a second of it. So
really?
Saying knifing, games, whatever, I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't
it's
know.
It's all about telling lies to people's
making
faces.
Making alliances.
And then,
saying, we'll do this together and I'll vote for you and you vote for me. But then behind the person's back, I'm going to go and vote for someone
that's
else.
That's the only thing I dislike about Survivor. It's just a dishonest game. Mm. That's what I don't like. It brings out really bad vibes. So I'm going to say the Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, which is a great game. I was obviously on that game, but I think it was a good game because Australia vote you out, not the people inside the
camp
vote you out.
Well, not the last series. Now reality television.
Yeah, I'm just saying for...
When you did it.
Yeah, because you know what I mean? It's out of everyone's hands, so you can just be mates. It's not a game of knifing people.
Yeah, Josiah, maybe you shouldn't do this. Yeah.
Are you sure? Is it bad for the show?
It's bad for you.
Sorry to talk you out of your dream.
Phoebe, Fev and Nick. Now, there is something very strange that's been happening over the last few months, Nick. Now, you are Nick Cody.
Yes.
You are an established, celebrated Australian comedian. Everybody knows Nick Cody.
Okay.
But we have noticed a trend. Now, first it happened, we were reading an article, I think, about the show. It might have been news.com or somewhere, and they'd written an article about the show. And it was talked about you. And it was, where is it? It was talking about Fev, actually, his 204 AFL games equated to 408 hours of footy, prompting co-host Nick Kamov to
Nick
note.
Nick Kamov, yeah.
So you got Nick Kamov. And then on the Wikipedia page, this has now been corrected, but for Fee, Fev and Nick, It was starring Fifi Box, Brendan Favola, Nick Kamov. Oh,
somebody's done that. That's
and,
nice.
And then we got given these beautiful gifts. They're actually, Peter Alexander have made McDonald's pajamas to celebrate McDonald's.
50 years.
50 years
I wore them to bed last night. They were the best. Toby lost her mind. Daddy got Donald's on his jammies.
I know.
That would melt a kid's mind. What?
They're fantastic jammies and we love them. And well done to McDonald's for turning 50 and Peter Alexander for celebrating them this way. But Nick, your box here says Fox FM, Nick Kamov.
Caught on.
What is going, do you have any idea where this has come from?
No, but I actually got a message from a bloke who I went to high school with, whose name is Nick Kamov.
What?
I actually went to high school with a bloke named Nick Kamov. And he said,
that's
mate,
a bit weird.
I'm getting a lot of shout outs. I'm getting a lot of texts. And they keep saying your name. I don't know where Nick Kamov's come from.
You've Someone's no idea where this is, why this has happened.
Well, the Daily Mail, that was one of the, I think that was the first article where it was Nick Kamov.
Yeah, but they go off Wikipedia. So someone, like, I could go on Wikipedia and change your name. Can I do that? Because I know Marcel, our tech guy.
Wow. I mean, he's like one of your best mates on COD all day. You spend all day with him and you just called him the
tech.
Well,
he hides in COD a lot.
Social media
He doesn't
guru.
Really play with us. He just hides in the basement and waits for all us to get killed. That's a different story for another day. But he went on Wikipedia yesterday and changed it back to Nick Cody. But so you can just change it. I told you a few weeks ago.
No, I had to get mine changed. People were changing my stuff. Wikipedia made it so that you couldn't necessarily change it. But somebody does go in and change stuff. And you were Kamov.
I'm the first bloke surnamed Kamov, red beard. I don't have Kamov vibes. To be honest,
I thought there would be. Background to this. I reckon what's happened is it starts with Wikipedia. Your mate Nick Kamov from Hoppers Crossing.
Yeah.
I reckon he has done that as a joke, and now it's taken off. Now everybody thinks you're Nick Kamov.
Oh, I just think the Daily Mail stuffed it up.
can we play a gag on someone and change their Wikipedia name?
No.
Oh. That'd be fun.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Well, I'm doing a big drive. So I'm driving in and out from down the peninsula.
An hour and a half each way?
An hour and 22.
Okay.
Which is good. Good fun. Always fun on the way home. As I said yesterday, love to have a chat with people, ring. There's one thing that I do on the way here is I drive past a Mornington Peninsula link and it's the McDonald's. There's a KFC and a service station on both sides. So on the way over, you can see the big KFC sign. I love McDonald's, but the KFC chicken tenders at the moment with the ranch sauce and aioli. And a couple of months ago, I went through, ordered, $33 worth, and I thought I had you on mute boxing.
Yeah, I had to listen to it.
And you recorded it, and I ordered a lot.
I don't think it was 33. I think it was 133.
It was a lot of food. I'm addicted to these chicken tenders. So on the way home, I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight because I've put on heaps of weight. I close my eyes as I drive past.
That's good.
For about 3 or 4 seconds. But I'm in a car that drives itself, so that's fine. It drives itself. It does. It does. So as I'm coming up to it and there's a turn off, I shut my eyes for a couple of seconds and then I open up and I go, I missed the turn. Don't have to turn in. Because I have no, what's the word I'm looking for?
Control.
I have no willpower.
Yep. No self-control. No control of a vehicle.
No, it controls itself.
Yeah. Okay.
Mate, it literally controls itself. You've driven the car before.
Yeah,
it actually turns corners and drives itself. But it's only for a couple of seconds. And I've been doing it, but I'm at to the point because Josiah said last night that he had KFC. And
what
now my,
last Friday I had KFC.
And my mouth is watering. All I'm thinking about is KFC.
Really?
I want the chicken, but I don't know how to stop this. The only way I can stop it is eat it. Because every time I eat it, I get sick. It hurts my tummy.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe
you
too
heard
heavy.
His order? It's massive.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
A little Australian is set to be or being dubbed the next Greta Thunberg. She is heading overseas. Actually, I'm just trying to think. Didn't think anyone was allowed to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to get back. But anyway, she's going overseas to do a TED Talk.
And if she's going to be Greta Thunberg, she would be going by boat, so that'll take a while.
Now, these TED Talks, you may be familiar with them. They're often they're speeches by some of the most or the biggest brains, the notable minds in the world, and they reach 30 million people. Now, she's 7 years old. 7 years old. She's becoming the world's youngest person to ever do a TED Talk. Her name's Molly Wright. Oh. And we can hear a little bit about what she's going to be talking about. It is very interesting, and it might make parents all think twice about screens.
What if I was to tell you that a game of peekaboo could change the world? Sounds impossible, right? Well, I'm here today to prove it's not. Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm 7. My talk today is about some powerful things you grown-ups can do that shape us as children and the adults we become. How do I know? Because my parents and people around me did them, early and often. I know not all kids are as lucky, and I would really like to help change that.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you want me to start?
What are her parents
well,
do?
Well, yeah, just
she's why an actress
are they so
and,
good? Because yeah, essentially well, this is going to tell people, she's telling people how to parent. She's yeah. 7 telling yeah. people how to parent.
Right.
I'll have a crack.
I'll just throw it to me when you're done.
Well, I've got the one more. Can I just play one more?
You can
more?
Do whatever you want.
So
then
this
I'm
is her unleash. Message to parents who are on their phones.
Every moment together is an opportunity to connect, talk and play. Imagine the difference we could make if everyone everywhere did this. To us, to children. It's so much more than just a game. It's our future. Thank you. See? Peekaboo really can change the world.
So her message, her main message is put your phones down. Make your children feel important. Don't make them feel like the phone is more important. Which is wow. actually pretty good. I like the message.
Are you
message.
Saying her parents? Are her parents actors? Is that? Yeah, what's well, I'm yeah, getting what you, that vibe.
Yeah, Molly. That's, yep. Yeah, young Molly. Very cute. Very cute. Saw it on A Current Affair last night. So cute. But okay.
She was on A Current Affair. I just don't want to get. She wrote
training. I just don't want to get. I just don't want to get cancelled on this bit of my last day. Now, very cute. Just do kid things, Molly. Mm. You're 7. Play. When I was a kid. Right? Mm. My parents worked really hard. My mum used to clean toilets and go out and work all hours because my mum and dad were separated. I had no money. I and my brother used to play and amuse ourselves. I used to roll up socks and play football by myself. I didn't have a football to play with because we couldn't afford one. I went outside and played cricket. I had pretend friends that I'd play in the garden with. I was out from dusk till dawn when I wasn't at school until I got called in. Our kids these days don't do that. They don't go out and be imaginative and they've got too much to say. This is the problem with the kids these days. They
you're
have
saying the same
too
thing she's saying.
Much to say.
You're
no,
on
no,
point.
She's telling it. She's telling her parents to stick their phones down and play with them.
Yes,
no,
right.
No, play.
I mean, you're telling them to play by themselves.
Yeah, because you won't have a future if your mum and dad don't work.
Oh, got it. I see
Alex works hard because she's got a business. She's on her phone all the time because she's emailing and she's doing deals. She can't put her phone down just to play with the kids because she has to work.
I hear what you're saying.
Kids need to play by themselves and be imaginative and be creative and go off and do kids things and then stop telling adults what to do till you're 18 and then you have a voice. When you're 18, shut up and live.
Also, little kids, here's a tip if you want mum and dad to listen, work on your stories. They suck. You're boring.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Guys, I've been having some wacky dreams.
Cheese? And cheese before bed?
You've been Ooh. Drinking?
Do you know what? No cheese before. I
Why?
No cheese before. No, I don't really drink at all during the week anyway. But this morning I woke up and I thought, what am I doing differently to get there? The one I had this morning, I woke up this morning. So in my dream overnight, I was with all the Hollywood big dogs at a press conference, like, you know, the head of Disney and the head of some, you know, big script, big directors were there.
Wow.
And we were addressing the press because we were making a sequel to Love Actually. And
oh,
I was
wow.
one of the writers.
Wow.
And I was sitting there with glasses on.
Is that because you've been writing your own jingles?
Maybe
you've gone to Hollywood.
But it was like a big press conference and there was like a whole auditorium and they're asking questions and I was answering them as if I was a script writer writing a movie for Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then at one point, and I had glasses on, like I was different, like I had glasses.
And that was your dream.
And for a split second, I was naked, which was weird. I was just there naked going, why don't I have clothes on for this press
weird
conference?
Weird press conference. Mm. Yeah. But it's actually my nightmare, a sequel to Love Actually.
Wish we were talking about this from 6 till 7. Now, I had a dream a couple of days ago. and you were in it, and we were in a potato sack, and we were racing Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Swan and Jonathan Brown.
Get out. That's a fun dream.
Who was I with? Byron.
No, but there was no Pang or any of them. It was weird. We're in a potato in a sack race.
A potato sack race.
And we're at a carnival in America. And I was doing the sack race with a big chili dog in my hand.
How did we go?
We won.
Okay.
Yeah, but we were winning.
Is that how we have to do ratings now? Because people can't get books.
And they're off. But it was so weird. We're in a potato sack race. It was so strange.
Well, the night before, I had another weird dream that has made me really not like a certain celebrity. And I can't move on from it. It was so vivid. I was at, actually, we were on a trip. It was the radio show. We were traveling somewhere and we had to jump on a ferry at night. It was like a night boat. Ooh. And I just wanted to run into the 7-Eleven to just grab snacks, I think, for the ferry ride. Mm. And as I was going up to the door, Mila Kunis, like Hollywood actress, it was her 7-Eleven.
Yeah. It would smell a bit. She doesn't shower.
Well, maybe that was why she was in my brain. There was a news story about her and Ashton not washing their kids. But anyway.
Great content.
Well, I was walking up to the door and she just locked it on me. And I'm like, I just need to get in quickly. And she just was like, no, you're not coming in. And I've woken up really not liking Mila Kunis. Like I'm taking this one. It was so vivid.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101, this is the